Well, good evening, everyone. It's wonderful to see friendly faces here tonight. It's wonderful to see strangers here tonight. Welcome. Welcome. It's always humbling to see such a great crowd out for great music. My name is Paul Grambo, and I am the artistic director of London Pro Musica Choir. I have some remarks to say before we get started this evening. First of all, turn your phones off. I'm not going to say it again. No, I will. Turn your phones off, because you don't want to be that person. And you think, maybe, oh no, I turned it off earlier. Yeah, but then you turned it back on, and so now you should check, Kevin. You should check your phone. You shouldn't have sat in the front, sir. There will be no intermission at this performance tonight. So, if the spirit moves you, that is to say, if you have to use the washroom, they are through that door, up the stairs, and on the left. If you cannot wait until between movements or at the end of a piece, fine, do your thing. I have quite a few thank yous. Goes along with music in this city for sure. Jennifer Cahill from the London Community Foundation, Rebecca Morrison-Wise from the London Arts Council. Those two organizations really help us do what we do. Can we have a round of applause for them, please? Some other folks that really help us do what we do here. KPP London is our printing sponsor and helps us out a lot. Jenny Nauta, one of our altos, donates floral presentations for each of our concerts. Wonderful. Jason Chapman, one of our basses in the back row, donates the recording services, so thank you for that. Our house manager, Suzanne Edmonston, who's out there making sure you all got in here smoothly. Thank you for her. To St. James staff and volunteers for allowing us to use this beautiful visual and acoustic space. And of course, to the London businesses that bought ads in our program. It's businesses like that that help arts thrive in this city. So take a look at them, take it home, and go to those businesses. It will help a lot. So thank you to all of those folks. Now, this season's title is Reflections. And how I'd like you to think about that tonight is as an image in the mirror that is opposite from its source. Now, in the music tonight, there are some things that are similar. First of all, both works are psalm texts, set to music for the same service, Vespers. We have two composers, one German, one Italian, but two very different kinds of composers. Handel was a young superstar in Rome at the time. Vivaldi, a workaday violinist composer in Venice. Handel was writing for the who's who of Rome at the age of 22, where Vivaldi was writing for the children of the Ospedale Orphanage in Venice at 28. Handel was an organist, Vivaldi a violinist. Vivaldi had the support of his family. His father was a composer and a violinist, whereas Handel was forbidden to play music in or outside the house by his barber surgeon father. He seemed to do okay. Handel was precocious. Vivaldi was sickly. Handel's music has never faded. It has been performed, for example, at the coronations of the kings and queens of England since it was first composed. Vivaldi's music was lost for over 100 years. And has only recently had a well-deserved resurgence. Handel is buried in Westminster Abbey. Vivaldi lies in a pauper's grave. So what? A history lesson on two dead composers. Different circumstances, different music. And yet, here they both are, on our program, reflecting one another beautifully, both having written exquisitely at a young age. And it is that point which leads me to what is so exciting about tonight and what we are celebrating. The importance of young, emerging artists and how absolutely vital it is that their talents be nurtured and supported. Tonight's two composers came from two very different places and took very different paths to what we know now through the lens of history were successful careers. Perhaps more importantly, through their respective careers, they gained the ability to share their gifts with future generations. In a few short minutes, following the first work on our program, I'll be introducing a talented young emerging choral conductor, this year's recipient of the Ken Fleet Choral Conducting Scholarship, a privilege that is very important to this organization. We don't know where their career will go, but we hope that this scholarship will work to help them along that path. But first, Vivaldi's Beatus Vir, written about 1713 for the children of the Ospedale Orphanage in Venice, featuring soprano soloists Carrie-Anne Pasma and Bethany Hurst. Welcome to tonight's concert, and thank you all for being here. Thank you. In honor of Ken Fleet, former longtime conductor of this ensemble, and his steadfast dedication to the London choral community, London Pro Musica Choir established the Ken Fleet Choral Conducting Scholarship Fund to immortalize Ken's passion for the education and development of Canadian choral conductors. Now, the purpose of the fund is to award an annual $2,000 scholarship to an emerging practicing choral conductor from Ontario who has ties to the London choral community and who is planning to continue their professional development in the field of choral conducting. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce this year's recipient of the Ken Fleet Choral Conducting Scholarship, Karen Hu. So for our feature work this evening, it has been described as Handel's earliest masterwork, written when he was just 22 years old for a Sunday Vespers service of Cardinal Carlo Colonna. Now, opera had been outlawed by Pope Clement XI in Rome, And so these Vespers services, quotes around that, was one way that the aristocracy of Rome could get their fix of operatic style singing. And after you've heard it, I think you'll agree that some of the vocal requirements of this work are nothing short of gymnastic. But more than that is how dramatic the work is. We've provided translations for the sometimes grisly and aggressive text of the psalm, and I encourage you to peruse it as we make our way through. You will hear a lot of colorful musical work going on while we are describing colorful things within the psalm. And again, we feature sopranos Bethany Horst, Carrie-Anne Pasma, plus countertenor Kyle Guilfoyle, tenor Craig Bowie, and bass Andrew House. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Handel's Dixit Dominus.
Hey! tue reges confregit in die irre sue reges.
Thank you. Thank you.